100 Strands of Song in the Heart, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish as Shmi Skywalker and
K-Burb as Faye.
This is a Star Wars fic rated for teen and up audiences. There's a Jedi in Gardula's court. Shmi goes still at the very edge of the room, so startled she can't take so much as another step. Her only knowledge of Jedi comes from her mother's stories, memories desperately hoarded in the years since they were sold apart. But this is a Jedi. Of that, Shmi has no doubt. As if sensing the thought, the woman in cream and gold robes turns, looks right at Shmi, and it's a little like the suns are turning to look at her. Shmi wavers, almost takes a step back, but it's not a hostile look, isn't judgmental. It simply is, vast like the desert, bright like a star, soothing like cool water, and Shmi breathes in, feels some of the ache in her raw hands subside, the pain in her lower back ease. The worn-in exhaustion lightens, and Shmi catches her breath, curls her fingers around the box Gardula sent her to fetch, and wonders how in the world any one person can be as beautiful as the small Sephi woman standing at the base of Gardula's dais. It isn't even her physical beauty, though she's lovely. Everything about her just feels light. And then, belated, Shmi realizes that she hasn't moved to greet Gardula the way she's supposed to. She hasn't offered proper respect, something that's seen her punished more than once, but Gardula isn't snarling, and her guards aren't moving to grab Shmi and throw her to her knees. No one in the court is moving at all, and something about the eerie stillness, only the Jedi in motion, slips past the edges of Shmi's wariness and slides towards wonder.
"Oh,"
the Jedi says, and tips her head, long sandy brown hair sliding. She's in practical pants and a long tunic, her boots dusty from what must have been a long walk, but she doesn't look tired. Just thoughtful, as she sweeps a look over Shmi, head to toes, then back up again.
"It's you."
Like recognition, like she was waiting. Shmi's throat feels tight, and she carefully leans down, sets the box at her feet, and straightens again, hardly able to take her eyes off the Jedi. Gardula isn't moving. She's frozen, like someone replaced the living, breathing hut with a statue carved from Tatooine's stone, and no one noticed until this exact moment. "Were you needing my assistance?" Shmi asks, carefully polite. Jedi are heroes, the rescuers of the oppressed, but something feels strange here. Not wrong, but it feels as if Shmi has dreamed this moment a thousand times, and is only just remembering those dreams now, with the Jedi right before her. The woman snorts, quiet, amused, and takes a step, another. She crosses the still room, a sweep of white and gold like some strange, burning bird, and comes to a halt right in front of Shmi. Pauses there, then cocks her head again, and says,
"The Force is strong in you, my lady, and it's changed you."
Involuntarily, Shmi presses a hand to her stomach, only the barest curve a tell as to what's happened. The strangeness, the impossibility, the strange rightness when she woke up one day and knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that she was with child, despite never lying with a man. Light, warm, the Jedi reaches out, lays a small hand over Shmi's.
"I think,"
she says gently,
"that this is no place for a child to grow up, or a woman to live. Would you like to come with me?"
Shmi swallows, and the immediate answer sticks on her tongue. She slants a worried glance past the Jedi, towards Gardula, and says quietly, "I don't think my mistress has any plans to sell me, Master Jedi."
"My name is Faye,"
the woman says, and almost dismissively she glances back, following Shmi's gaze. Pauses, a long second of absolute stillness, and then says,
"She's an absolutely wretched creature."
Shmi thinks of Gardula's pleasure gardens, carefully designed to lull those thrown into them into a sense of wonder and security, and then to murder them brutally. She shivers, curling her arms around herself, and doesn't even try to argue. Faye's mouth tightens, and she nods like Shmi put her agreement into words. Turns back, takes a step, and, as one, Gardula's guards collapse, puppets with their strings suddenly cut. Shmi jolts, almost grabs for Faye to pull her back and out of danger, because Gardula is dangerous all by herself, but before she can take more than a step, Gardula twitches all over. A pained moan breaks from her, and she convulses, then slumps, a long hiss of air escaping her lungs as she goes still. Not dead, Shmi thinks. She's still breathing. They all are. And somehow, that's even more terrifying than if this tiny little woman had murdered them all where they stood.
"Don't worry,"
Faye says, and she takes Shmi's hand again with a smile, gentle and still perfectly warm.
"I dealt with the explosive round, and Gardula no longer exists. She won't have any memory of you when she wakes up. No memory of anything. You're safe."
Safe. It ripples through Shmi, steals her breath, and she clutches Faye's hand, takes a step forward despite herself. Since she was 6 years old, she's been a slave, been in danger every moment, but this... "I can leave," she asks, and it cracks in her throat. The idea of her child being able to grow up free, the idea of not having a master, it feels as if the whole world has opened up all at once, spread itself out before her feet, and the lurch in her stomach is terror and excitement and disbelief.
"Of course,"
Faye says, gentle, and steps closer, offering Shmi a smile.
"I'll come with you. The child is Forceborn, and I don't know how the pregnancy will progress. Having a healer close is a good idea."
The idea of a Jedi staying close for her makes Shmi feel unsteady, almost faint. Will he be a Jedi too? Faye tips her head, considering.
"If you wish,"
she says, watching Shmi thoughtfully.
"I haven't been to the temple on Coruscant in centuries, but if you want your son to be a Jedi, I'll deliver him to the Creesh myself."
It feels right. It feels like a dream, but good in the way her dreams so rarely are. Shmi nods, then spares another glance at Gardula's body, takes a breath. "Please," she says, and grips Faye's hand tighter. "Please, come with me. I don't know where to go or what to do or..." Faye leans in, leans up, and kisses her forehead, light and burning.
"Then we'll go together. For now, or for as long as you like."
A Jedi, Shmi thinks, and bows her head, presses her forehead to Faye's, and breathes in that lightness, that vivid, sun-bright heat that soothes instead of burning. Nods, and steps back, and when she tugs at Faye's hand, Faye follows without hesitation. They walk out of Gardula's palace, out into the desert, out into the sunlight, and Shmi doesn't look back.
The end.